Shabbat Perek Yotzeya, Mishnah Vov. This Mishnah involves two chidushim. Chidush number one is that even though the classic Peya is that one does not harvest part of his field, but even after he harvests his field, if he wants to leave some of it and declare that also Peya, it is acceptable. We learned in the first Mishnah that one can make his entire field Peya, but not only can he make his payah by not harvesting it, but also just by leaving it after he harvested. That's number one. Number two is, the status of payah is that it's considered hefker la'aniyim v'loy la'ashir, which means that it's hefker for aniyim to take, but wealthy people are not allowed to take it. Even so, it is potter for ma'aser, because the halacha of ma'aser is the only thing, only produce which is private property is private ma'aser, something which is fully hefker, or even hefker in this situation which the Levi and the Gev, the Yosef and Almoni, allowed to take it, is also potter from mice. Yes, it's also potter from mice. Okay, so the Mishnah says in Mishnah, La'olam u'noisim mishum peya u'potter min ha'mice v'achshim areach. One can leave over something as peya, even after he harvested, until he does something called niruach. Niruach is a concept relating to hilchos trumos and maisers. When a person has a fruit or a grain or vegetable or whatever it may be, it's chayav in trumas ma'aseres when it reaches a certain stage of development. After you harvest it, the chiyuv is not finished till he does something called gemar melacha. This miruach is the gemar melacha of grains, which basically means that after he threshes it, he makes a pile out of it and smooths off the pile. That's considered gemar melacha, which is chayav in trumas ma'aseres. So therefore we're saying that if you want this produce to be potter from Trumas and Maisis, you have to make it payah before you did this Gemar Malacha, you did this smoothing off. That'll be potter from Trumas and Maisis. But if you already processed it and you made this pile and you smoothed it off, and therefore it's already Mechuyev and Maisis prior to making it payah, then it's too late because the Chiyuv of Maisis took effect and you cannot remove the Chiyuv of Maisis that previously took effect. Now the Mishnah is going to mention some other cases with a similar idea, which the noise mishum hefker who potter from maisers achimareach, the same idea. Like we said before, hefker is potter from trumas and maisers, but you have to make it hefker before you do this niruach, before you do this gemar melacha. If you ready to the gemar melacha, you ready threshed it and made the pile, smoothed it out, and then afterwards you masker, it's too late. It's already chayav in trumas and maisers. Similar idea. Another halacha in trumas and maisers is that before the gemar melacha, you're allowed to feed it to animals and other wildlife without taking off trumas and maisers. Once it's already went through the process of gemar melacha, you're not allowed to even feed it to your animals before you take off trumas and maisers. And that's the next thing. Another Mishnah, Umazel, Lebehim, Lechai, Ve'oifes, to put them in a maisers, Hashim, Ereach. Yeah, that, like we said, you can feed to your animals and birds and before you take off trumas and maisers, so Miruach, after the Miruach, you are required to take off Trumas and Maisers before you have your animal eat it. Another din is, Noitel min ha-goyen v'zayreya al-potem min ha-maisers ha-shimereach, to Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva says that another din is that you're allowed to plant the grains that you grew without taking off Trumas and Maisers. Also this, you can only do till until the Gemar Malacha. Once the Gemar Malacha is chayav in Trumas Maisis, you cannot plant it. Yeah. Okay, this is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And Koyen v'Levi shaloku hagoyen v'Maisis Koyen v'Levi shaloku hagoyen and Maisis shalahem avshim areach. Koyen and Levi that bought a goyen, which is a granary that had a lot of grain within it, then the maizres, they can keep the maizres as long as they bought it before this gemar melacha. But if they bought it after trumas and maizres, sorry, if they bought it after the miruach, after this gemar melacha, then they do have to take off trumas and maisers and give it over to another Levi Nekoi. So once again, a Kohen and a Levi definitely have to take off Trumas and Isis, but then they could keep the Trumas and Isis for themselves. Over here, the Takanas Chachamim that they have to give the Trumas and Isis to other people to prevent people from selling their Trumas and Isis to Kohanim and Levi, to prevent people from selling their produce to Kohanim and Leviim, so that the Kohanim and Leviim will buy it a little bit cheaper and they keep the Trumas and Isis for themselves. So therefore, once again, the Takanas Chachamim applies after the Meruach. Before Meruach, if the Kohen and Levi buys all this grain that was harvested, they can be mapped as Shumas and Mises, and the Kohen can keep it for himself, and the Levi can keep the Mises for himself. After Meruach, they have to give it to other Kohen and Levi. The last end of the Mishnah, that Matish will buy the Chayim and Mises at Shimareach HaGizbo. That a person who is Matish something, that's for the Hektish, if he was matish his grain and he redeemed it before the Gemara Malacha, then the one who redeemed it, it's now in the hands of a hedyot, of a regular person, he has to take up Trumas and Maizis. But if the Gizra did the Gemara Malacha, then since the Gemara Malacha was done in the hands of Hektish, it's potter for Maizis, and even if somebody's going to redeem it afterwards, it remains potter for Maizis, because once again, the Zman, the Chiyuv of Trumas Maizis takes effect is by this thing called Gemara Malacha, which our Mishnah calls Miruach, and it's relevant to all these halachas mentioned in our Mishnah.